God. Hey, all you Tiny Horse fans, want to hear your favorite indie rock band in a way you've never heard them before? Come out on October 4th to the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts to hear Tiny Horse perform in an acoustically engineered space. Friday nights in the Recital Hall concerts are all ages and licensed. Tickets are $20 each, and they're going fast. Check out queensu.ca, the Isabel, for details. Release it all.
Will you catch me in a dress fall? From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
By me, Mr. Shane. Please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est la Vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for the Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
It is just past 11 a.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and you are listening to Listening Queerly. Every week at this time, we take a bit of a journey together through queer music across genres. As always, I'm Lauren, your host, and this week I'm very happy to be bringing you a co-host from the darkness and basement of Carruthers Hall. Kate, welcome to your Listening Queerly CFRC debut.
Thank you very much. It's a beautiful day here in Kingston. I couldn't be happier to be down here in the deep, dark dungeon.
In the deep, dark dungeon with all the vinyl and the CDs and the wonderful, wonderful volunteers and the microphones.
I love the microphones.
And the lights, and who doesn't?
Yeah.
So a little bit of a background, folks, on kind of the idea behind this episode is that Kate is my best friend of many, many years and is visiting me here in Kingston. And so we're going to be revisiting a little bit of the artists that we really liked, mostly in high school kind of thing, and some new songs from those artists as well. But I think this will be a kind of interesting time capsule for us to talk about.
Absolutely.
I definitely still listen to a lot of these folks.
As do I.
But it's just like there's certain songs that will just like throw you back to being a niner.
Absolutely. When I throw on some of the artists we're gonna play today, I am transported back to the hallowed halls of Ingersoll District Community.
Whoa.
Or Collegiate Institute, rather.
Whoa.
Apologies.
That is like the inaugural IDCI name drop on CFRC Airwaves,
well,
I think.
Congrats, IDCI, you've made it
you've
all the
made
way
it.
To Kingston.
Yeah.
All the way to CFRC.
Wonder if we can get this to go as viral as Jesse's No.
Oh, I don't think that will ever happen.
No. I think that's gonna be a hard record to beat.
Absolutely.
But the first song that we have coming up is from an album from Pop, one of their older albums, obviously. Morbid Stuff, released in 2019. So I guess we were coming up on, well, we graduated 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like the middle of.
Yes, we were in the thick of it, pre-COVID. So our innocence was still present.
True.
And I think that this album really puts us in that vibe.
Yeah, the new Pop album was really enjoyable. I really hope that they play another local show soon.
Yes.
But we're going to have a little bit of My Chemical Romance coming up for you later in the block. But for now, here is Pop on CFRC 101.9 FM with See You at Your Funeral.
Cause I'm the reference.
you just heard from My Chemical Romance here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Boy Division. Before that, we heard from Pup with See You at Your Funeral. This is the, I guess, high school throwback special of Listening Queerly.
Two very teen angsty songs to start out with, but that's genuine. That's the experience.
That's the experience. And absolutely, we were talking about that MCR poll as well. I'm glad that you liked it because I feel like I've played the big MCR tracks before, but I really need to go back into the archive and find ones that I really want to play on this show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that was a 2012 release, so we were not in high school yet, but I feel like I discovered MCR in high school.
Definitely.
Like, so I knew of them before that, but
there was a bit of, at the time, it was the Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, Trinity. I may or may not have had a hand in introducing you to that.
Oh, yeah,
which
majorly.
I apologize for.
No, I don't think you should, because now my music taste is, like, tolerable.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you've got to start with you have to be intolerable.
And
at some point in
I don't mean to badmouth Panic at the Disco on the airwaves. That's not what I mean to do. But I do find it interesting that we go from what I think is their debut album being one of the best pop punk albums that's out there, at least of the era, to one of their songs being used in like a DraftKings commercial. Have you noticed this?
I have noticed this. You know, and I support artists should get their money. I love
it. Yeah, get your money. But
it's certainly a different vibe.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Maybe we should have played some early Panic, because I still go hard at that. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Absolutely. Vices. Classic.
And I feel like, and Fall Out Boy's most recent album, I actually thoroughly enjoyed.
I feel like Fall Out Boy is making a real comeback in the minds and hearts of the youth of today.
There's, like, people get big for a reason. Mm-hmm. Those reasons vary, but there is always kind of a reason why somebody tends to resonate with a given band, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't regret the Emo Trinity times at all. I feel like MCR, I was a little bit short on the uptake with MCR, because I feel like you need a slight frontal lobe development to really click in.
Yep, certainly.
So I was like 16 and suddenly it was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Gerard Way, poet.
Poet. Poet. Poet laureate.
I'm wearing my Gerard Way necklace today.
Oh,
true
fact. I'm so jealous.
So this one goes out to you, Gerard. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I hope you're listening to the show.
I'm sure you are.
Up next is a band that I love playing on this show.
Oh, I love
these ladies so much.
Yes.
This is off the album How Do You Love, which I believe is also a 2019 release. That sounds right to me. It was definitely a pre-COVID release. 2019, look at that.
Hey, well done.
Thank you. I haven't played this track on the show before, though, and that actually surprised me, because I really, really am a big fan of this song. Do you have a favorite Regrets track, though, in general?
I always come back to Seashore. I think that is the first song that I heard from them. But, you know, as I listen further, I really love their Teenager in Love cover.
It's awesome.
I really love Pumpkin. This How Do You Love album.
I was going to say Pumpkin, too.
Pumpkin's a really great fall song. So when we get into September, October, maybe we could get that on the airwaves.
Let's go. Yeah. All right. But for now, here's another awesome track off of the Regrets How Do You Love here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's Fog.
Lots of reasons why I couldn't have you. There were lots of things I knew I shouldn't do, like touch your arm, laugh too hard, look into your eyes. There were lots of thoughts that circled in my head. I wanted every detail, so I turned and said, nice to meet you, I'm so happy meeting you. Why you didn't know? I really thought we should talk. Starting on the stage, I thought of what I've been taught. Say a little bit, but save it for the later bits. You don't know what he's thinking about. There were lots of moments where I wanted to scream. Things were looking how I hoped they wouldn't seem. Look away, I had to look away. I knew I cared far too much. And I can't help but think of it lately. When you say my name, I
almost over. Always hated coming cheap. You promised that you love me, at least until you fell asleep. I get lost in all the noises. I get lost most of the time.
Listen up now, give me a little time to think, baby. Got me some.
you just heard, wow, that was a really like spy
very
kind
sinister
of
intro to our talking time.
That was awesome. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
You just heard from Coin with Slack here on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is a new single release from Coin. Before that, we heard from Hippocampus with another new single release, Forget It, which is in anticipation of their upcoming album, which I believe releases in September, entitled Flood. And before that, we heard from the Regrets with Fog.
I don't regret that song choice at all.
Oh, there we go. This is why I love having a co-host. This is why I love having Kate here. All right, what do we think of? Yeah, Coin was, I was telling you, I remember going to a Coin show, and it actually, because it was an Arkells show. Mm-hmm. They were headlining in London.
Right.
And Coin was their opener, and I remember being like the only person in the whole venue, like getting absolutely
crunk to Coin. Absolutely. Coin is criminally underrated, as are most of the artists on this particular playlist.
Yeah, a lot of these folks are still putting out like really quality albums that mm-hmm. just kind of, I mean, they get probably comparatively, like here on CFRC, they get airplay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think en masse, like I would love to see Hippocampus like have their moment.
Yeah, it's not just for 2019 teenagers. It's not at all.
Their debut album is like literally a no-skip album for me.
Yes, Landmark. Is it Landmark or Landmarks? I'm unsure.
Landmark.
Landmark. It's the best. Listen to it all the way through. Next time you're on a road trip, put it on.
Even Bambi, I have the same advice.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Either are a good choice. They really don't miss those
fellas. Yeah, LP3 was great. Like, this is their fourth album that's coming out.
Absolutely.
Coin, if you know Coin, you probably know Talk Too Much, I would say.
Yes, probably.
Maybe Chapstick.
Maybe.
Crash My Car, maybe?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Look Too Much. One of my favorite Coin cuts, Miranda Beach.
Good.
Give it a listen.
Good stuff, yeah.
Very nice. I had a friend hit me up, recently. Maguire, if you're listening. And they were like, have you heard about this band Coin? They're really good. And I'm like, Oh, you don't even know.
Don't cite the deep magic to me, witch.
The history I have with Coin.
I was there when it was written.
Absolutely. So I'm glad new people are still out there getting into this band.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Sorry.
That's awesome.
Sorry. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about wrestling later in the program.
I can't wait.
Because when I talk about wrestling with Jesse on Monday mornings, mm-hmm. it's always like him talking about like the goon or something. You know? Uh-huh, so it's like, We're gonna debrief about one of our favorite guys.
We sure are. Look forward to it.
Yeah, that's the reason I brought up wrestling there. The that's awesome thing you're gonna keep hearing us say is a throwback to the Undertaker's
cameos
during the pandemic.
Yes, when he was shelling out for the folks at home.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. And when your birthday comes around, you know what's going to happen.
Well, that would be, in the words of him, awesome. I'm sure he would love being featured on this program.
You know, I think he really would.
And the vindictive laugh's going to carry us into the next song. We're going to hear from Liza Ann, who has new stuff that's also awesome, but we're going to throw it back a little bit with Paranoia here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Never mind how keeping as it right now, I'm losing it as if I had it in the first place. Running water in the bathroom, it's 3 a.m. and I can't sleep. I don't even recognize me. Ooh, paranoia. I can't avoid you. Say
songs I'm always hearing, put them down inside my head. I find the lids are always leering, unopened and rearing, placing new ones in its stead.
From Born Ruffians with Cherry Wine here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Before that, we heard from Liza Ann with Paranoia here on our little kind of throwback Listening Queerly episode. And we've kind of established a theme for this next talking break.
We sure have.
We talked a little bit about it before we threw to the last music that you heard. But if you're here in the booth with me, Kate, like, we gotta do an AEW debrief.
Yes,
for
we do.
For the masses.
Let's talk about it.
For
months and months, I was bombarding Lore with the "you must get into wrestling" requests. Because I knew it's something that you would like. And when you did, I was so happy. And this guy was part of that,
this
I believe.
Guy was... I don't think it would have happened as quickly without him.
You know,
he wasn't even there at first, though.
He wasn't even there at first. That's so true. The promise. He was coming and you felt it in the air. Let's name names. This guy is called Hangman Adam Page. And Hangman, if you're out there listening to CFRC, I would just like to say on behalf of both of us, we're big fans.
Big, big fans of your work,
huge
dude.
Huge fans.
I have on a very thematic t-shirt right now.
Yes, Laura's wearing a t-shirt that says "Making Cowboys Cry." And this cowboy is...
He's full of
tears and sorrow and anxiety. That's sort of his brand.
Lately, though, it's taken a different turn.
It has taken a different turn. Lately, Hangman's been on a bit of a violent streak.
Yeah, it's unfortunate stuff.
It's unfortunate, but very nice.
However, he's really good at it.
Yes, and again, Hangman, if you're listening, I have a quarrel to take up with you. This guy used to have this Spotify playlist called Anxious Millennial Cowboy, because that is indeed his wrestling gimmick. And then he turns evil, turns heel, as we say in the biz. And what does he do? What does he do?
He gets rid of it.
Takes that playlist down off Spotify. Now how am I supposed to know that he's listening to Cast Iron Pansexual? How am I supposed
Which
to know
just
that
like
he's listening
wild,
to Chapel Road?
Like,
both pulls that were on that playlist.
Like a deep, like a wrestler who's on television listening in their free time to Adeem the Artist is like, yeah, of course I'm going to be into this.
Yes, absolutely.
I love playing Adeem the Artist on here.
I mean, you can't trust anyone, but it does.
Yeah.
You know. It does make you want to be a
like
fan.
You don't find that song on accident.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No, yes,
yeah.
No.
Who are some of our other faves right now? We want to talk about MXM.
We want to talk about MXM.
Very demure.
Very demure. Very cutesy. Very mindful. So these fellas were not appreciated at their old place of work, the Fed. I don't know if we're able to name.
I don't
names.
Know if we were allowed
I don't
to
know
say
if,
that.
If Paul Levesque is listening, I hope he isn't. But they got dropped from that place for being too cool, fun,
too cool and
hot.
Fun and memorable and
yes,
good at wrestling
and good at wrestling
and funny
and funny and lovely. So these are our maximum male models. They've come over from the other place. They're here in AEW and they're doing the God's work, you know.
Yeah, I only saw clips of their match, the most recent Rampage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to go back and watch the whole thing because I'm just really glad to see them on like television.
Yes.
Recently, because they are kind of new to me, and I was like, who are these wonderful guys?
They're great folks.
Yeah,
they're great folks. One of them's an ex-NFL player turned male model. The other one, male model, since birth. You'll love to hear about it.
You love to hear about it. You love to know about it.
Yes.
Who are some of our favorites in the women's division?
Oh, I feel we would be remiss to not mention Tony and Mariah.
Tony and Mariah have an incredible,
yes.
incredible storyline going on right now.
We were talking about during the break how wrestling is indeed pro wrestling is an intrinsically queer thing.
Yes.
And they're bringing it back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In a big way.
In a huge,
the sapphic storylines.
In like
there's
a,
romance.
Like an old Hollywood, like sapphic rivalry.
Betrayal. It's all about Eve, except it's all about Mariah May.
Yes.
It's just great stuff.
Now, I am a Willow Nightingale stan.
Of course. And I am a Chris Statlander stan, so that makes our relationship quite difficult. I understand that
Actually,
Stat
but
is
I
evil.
Love Stat. I love Stat. I do.
She used to be a best friend. She was very nice, and now she's not so nice. But you know what?
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
She's good at the heel stuff.
She's very good, and she's very big and strong, and
yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
I also feel that we would be remiss not to mention our current champ. Lauren just turned away from the mic because the feelings about this man are so powerful. Swerve Strickland.
Swerve Strickland.
Swerve Strickland. What a guy.
What a dude.
Please, if you're thinking about tuning into AEW, now's the time because that man's in there and he's putting himself
to
work.
You need to catch him working this title run because I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. So the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson, yeah. a.k.a. Daniel Bryan, is vying for that championship pretty soon. August 25th, I believe, is the next pay-per-view.
Yeah, which is
and,
soon.
We're a bit worried.
That's this weekend, essentially.
I don't think I'm ready for the Swerve reign to end.
It feels like it just started.
I know. Unlike some other title reigns I could mention.
Some other title reigns.
But I won't. Because I'm so cutesy and demure.
Because you're so demure and polite.
And mindful.
And mindful.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think... I would be... astounded if anyone tuning in has like really contrarian opinions to what we're saying right now.
Probably we feel.
But let us know
same.
At the Instagram listeningqueerly.cfrc if you have any idea what we're talking about right now. Because we love to keep it fresh and new.
Absolutely.
On here. Other favorites including, well, I want Adam Copeland to come back.
Oh boy, Adam Copeland, the poor man. He injured himself very severely.
You can see the moment it happens.
You can see the moment it happens. So if you're going to jump off the top of the cage, lesson for the kids at home. If you're going to jump off the top of a steel cage, you got to commit. You can't, look, he got up there and the millisecond before he jumped, he was like, I'm 50. I shouldn't be doing this.
No.
And then he hurt himself, and that is very unfortunate.
You might know Adam Copeland from the new Percy Jackson Disney Plus series where he
yes,
plays Ares.
Or for his former work under the name Edge. Not from U2.
The different
indeed
one.
From the pro wrestling.
Yeah, the different one.
So yeah, best wishes to you, Cope.
And the striped turtleneck. I want to talk about Christian and the striped turtleneck.
Christian Cage says things on TV about people's families that are really shocking.
Really deeply shocking. A Kitchener OG, from my understanding.
Oh, yes. A Kitchener OG. A good Canadian boy going out there, terrorizing the masses, terrorizing specifically the fatherless. So yeah. You got to be careful out there. If you see Christian Cage coming your way and, you know, things aren't all there at home.
He's going to adopt you. Watch out.
Yes.
And it won't be fun.
It won't be fun. Like, he won't let you carry the belt.
No.
No way.
No way.
He won't let you touch it.
No way. He's going to give that to Mother Wayne. Mother.
Mother Wayne.
We would be remiss
Shayna.
If we did not talk about Mother Wayne on Listening Prayerly.
Shayna Wayne is the first female trios champion ever, and she has not wrestled a match in her life. Can you believe? Can you believe? The talent that it takes to do that. Amazing.
I like how
stuff.
They're making Stokely Hathaway wrestle a match and not her.
Yeah, Stokely deserves it. Whatever Stokely gets, he deserves. But that's
true.
another topic.
True
for
and real.
Day.
He corrupted Chris Statlander. This was
he
not.
Did.
Yeah,
it was Stokely's fault. So Stat, I think, gets a get out of jail free card.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the reason we're kind of placing this segment at this part of the program, just as our little plug that maybe you think wrestling is like, maybe you're like me and you think you don't. I, for the longest time, I thought I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you think it's lame. Maybe you think it's fake.
And it is.
It is. It is fake, but there are some aspects of it that are very real.
Very real.
Very
and
true.
And it's like a soap opera. You can just
it is.
Let the drama carry
it
you
is.
Through.
If you're looking for a sport, watch UFC. If you're looking for performance art and theater, tune in to AEW.
Yeah.
Wednesday nights, Friday nights, Saturday night. We'll be there.
We'll be there.
We sure will.
I'll
not
keep
in
you
not in person, but in spirit.
Yeah.
Certainly.
So we picked this segment to talk about this because Hangman's Return promo. You can hear how we're like hesitating to even like. It was so good, Mary.
So good. So he's off the chain. He's been restraining himself for the past 5 years.
The
and
fact
he's
that
no
this
longer.
Promo came out, I kid you not, like I think 2, maybe 3 weeks after the song was released.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, what happened? Did he hear this song and go, I have to come back?
I think it might have been, because, you know, our upcoming artist, spoilers, Orville Peck, was indeed on that Anxious Millennial Cowboy playlist. So I know he's a lot, mama, a lot. So I know he's a fan. We were saying we would love to see Orville play Hangman out to the ring.
That would
All
be
in
awesome.
Texas 2025,
I want
maybe?
To be on horses.
Yes.
Because Hangman has come out on a horse in the past.
He has. It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it was really good.
It was a beautiful horse. Beautiful man on a
beautiful
horse.
Beautiful man on a big, beautiful horse.
Yes, I can't overstate how beautiful this man is. Imagine the most beautiful cowboy you could ever think of with long, flowing blonde locks, piercing green eyes.
We didn't talk about Jack Perry, but that's for the
oh
next break.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we'll talk about Jack next. There's a lot to cover there.
Yeah. But anyway, this is the perfect track to have like an evil cowboy heel turn to.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
So without much further ado, and with our little plug said and done here on CFRC 101.9 FM, here is Orville Peck and Allison Russell with Chemical Sunset.
Yeehaw.
When the night comes, will you sing this song? It's not a blanket, not a cradle, baby. If you think you're able, you need to take this rough medicine.
Ooh, when the night comes, when the night comes, will you sing this song? It's not a blanket, not a cradle, baby. If you think you're able, you need to take this rough medicine. I've been sipping poison, waiting on the ocean to come and sweep us away. In the chemical sunset, come and see me, baby. It's the end of day.
I can see it in your eyes. You're not afraid to die. Can I walk by your side? Dancing on the deck of the Titanic, glow of the world on fire.
Why tell a lie? I feel so alive.
I wouldn't try to fight the flame. In the chemical sunset, come and see me, baby. It's the end of days.
said, come and see me, baby, it's the end of days.
When the night comes, when the night comes, will you sing this song?
It's not a blank and not a cradle, baby, if you think you're able, you need to take this love letter, son.
When the night comes, when the night comes, will you sing this song?
It's not a blank and not a cradle, baby, if you think you're able, you need to take this love lesson.
In a moment of a thousand helping hands, I am not beyond the saccharine or sycophantic rants. In a moment of a wilderness exposed, is this lack of wisdom better than a charismatic soul? And I'm bringing up blue horse meat, thinking that I've lost control. Do I have power? Do I have power? Do I have power over it? Do I have power? Do I have power? Do I have any power over it? For a moment, can I just pretend you're mine? Would it kill you now to placate my chauvinistic mind? For a moment, hollow gone. Bring the hypnotist back here to get me through another song. And I'm bringing a blue horse meat, wondering where I went wrong. Do I have power? Do I have power? Do I have power over it? Do I have power? Do I have power? Do I have power?
Oh, house for these dusty roads. I traded all my comfort for these dusty roads. I can feel a change with every crook in my line. Growing so strange and rudely and wild. I'm breaking away from the cage I made for myself.
Just heard from Glitter Fox with Portland here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Before that, we heard from Timber Timber with Do I Have Power? And Orville Peck and Allison Russell with Chemical Sunset. Portland being one of the tracks and Glitter Fox being one of the groups that I picked out here because I was telling you, like, I think the reason I never showed anyone this song when I was a teenager and I still loved it was there was originally this, like, SoundCloud cut of it that was just an acoustic guitar and the vocalist.
Yeah.
I have no idea how I found it. No clue.
It's a mystery. It was meant to find you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because these folks are from the West Coast of the U.S. Like, I have no idea how I would have... But yeah, they then took the SoundCloud version down, and I was devastated because I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was never coming back. I was like, why didn't I download it? Why didn't I do XYZ? And then they renamed themselves to Glitter Fox.
Beautiful name.
And they released this full band studio version of the song.
It's quite beautiful.
I could not have been happier.
Yes.
It's such a great track.
It's a great track.
That was one of my favorite Timber Timber tracks as well. Do I Have Power? But we were talking during the break about there's like no bad Timber Timber songs.
They have not released a bad track as of yet. If you like a creepy... autumnal, bluesy kind of Canadiana vibe going into this fall. Highly recommend Timber Timber, my favorite group of all time.
So awesome. Yeah. And I was saying, I like literally when I was writing my current like horror project, I was just listening to Timber Timber like over and over and over and over again, like shuffling the discography. It is just the perfect vibe for that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Chemical Sunset. What is there to be said that hasn't already been said?
So true, right? Orville can do no wrong.
Allison Russell. I'm so glad she's having her moment.
Yeah.
So glad she's having her moment because just the voice is just perfect and it's never ever like too much. It's never overdone.
No.
It's always just giving the song like exactly what it needs.
She's the Blair Underwood of the song.
She's the Blair Underwood. Oh, if we're going to talk, we don't have enough time to talk about
We don't have enough time to talk about Blair Underwood.
You're going to have to come back on the show to talk about Blair Underwood and Long Legs.
All right. If I have to.
We're going to record a million episodes while you're here.
I love it. I would love it. To.
Get into it.
Get into it.
Okay, so the next track.
The next track, let me tell you how I found this track, because I believe I found it before you did. So I first heard this track on my father's iPod Nano in my childhood. So I don't know, if I had to guess, probably like 2008, 2007, around that era, my father had this black iPod Nano in a leather case. And I played this song. He played me this song, probably. I just picked it out of his library on there.
Yeah, this is a 2009 release, apparently. Three was a 2009 release.
And I listened to it the first time, and then it never ever left my head. It's one of those songs that you get from your parents that they pass down to you, and you say, thank you very much, because this song is the song.
Yeah, for sure. And it surprises me when I go through this artist discography and I go to like the This Is playlist and all kind of thing. I don't often see this one come up.
Very odd. I guess Kent, my dad. Kent is just into the deep cuts, I suppose.
Kent loves the deep.
Kent loves
Kent,
the deep
shout
cuts.
Out Kent.
Shout out to Kent. He's got a
shout
beautiful.
Shout out Sherry while we're here.
Shout out to my parents. My dad's got a beautiful beach painted on his garage. My mother's out there just living her best life.
Yeah, I love
we
that.
All love Sherry. So shout out to you guys. They deserve it.
They
truly
do.
And so thank you, Kent, for bringing us to this song and this lovely man.
I remember exactly how, and you did put me onto this song because it was the first birthday playlist that you ever made me, which I believe was for my, I want to say my 15th birthday.
Oh my God. That's so long.
Yeah.
We're so
the
old.
Same one. Okay, so the same one with the instrumental piano track that's called Lauren.
Oh, yes.
The same one with like Hayley Kiyoko, Gravel de Tempo.
Yes. Yes.
That one.
That one.
That I still
oh
listen
gosh.
To.
What a
that
vibe.
Was back when like 1950 by King Princess used to make me saw
yes.
my eyes out.
We were all listening to Talia.
Talia. This is truly the throwback episode.
Yeah. Big ups to KP.
But it's been a pleasure to have you here on the show.
It's been such an amazing time. Again, we didn't get to mention Jack Perry. But, you know, if you're into the wrestling stuff, go look him up. He's done some pretty cool stuff. He's from the jungle. We love him.
We love him. All right. So, again, this has been Lauren and Kate here on Listening Queerly on CFRC 101.9 FM. We've got more coming up next, so don't turn that dial. And to play us out this week, here is Joel Plaskett with In the Blue Moonlight.
Don't go telling me time will tell. Real wrongs don't right themselves. Standing on your front porch ringing the bell. When you're gonna say I wrote it